No, you didn't. Ed, every time, just.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, Ed's just kind of playing with himself.
We need more piss.
Oh, yeah, do the intro. Get over here. Maybe
yes, thanks, Jeff.
Is the phone recording?
Nah, in the bar fridge, just
do
bulk full of these and BBs.
Is there any sunglasses?
Grab a slide four.
Can you grab me the sunglasses that are on the little coffee table, please, mate? Thanks, mate.
Hey, so what's the image like with the sun in the back? All good?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah, it's cool. I'm Eddie from Rancid Eddie, and behind me is the other Eddies from Rancid Eddie. They're not letting me go on this podcast because said it's just for them.
Just for us.
Just
episode
for us.
16.
Just for them.
Cool. Thanks, Ed. Fuck off. Nah, it's all good. I love you.
Fucking hate that guy.
A little bit.
Oh, so fucking glad he's here. Not here.
When we first started the band, we were just going to be called...
Life Without Ed.
Rancid.
Life Without Ed.
Life Without Eddie. He's like, I want some clout. I was like, that word hadn't even been invented yet.
We were just... Are we on?
Yeah, we're going.
We were just talking this morning about how this band made Ed cool.
No, we went. No. That's not how the conversation went.
I love talking about when he's not here.
Whoa, that's fucking swish.
Thank you.
Oh, cheers, Anonymous.
Hit my finger. Pegs it.
That was a terrible intercept.
He's full piffing at us
that was
now.
Legit.
I thought you played basketball.
I love shaking proffers.
We catch with two hands.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, nice.
So that was 2 out of 3. That's not bad.
Good work.
Sweet. Don't mind me.
Mysterio.
All right, episode 6.
What? Can't see me. 618, baby.
John,
no, that's the joke, baby. Hey.
Episode 16.
Is it?
Yep. Live audience.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
COVID. COVID safe.
Ha ha ha.
We don't have to do anything. what's been cracking, boys?
We had an interview with IBO...
Adobe.
Adobe Radio this morning.
Iboga Radio.
The whole time we didn't even know his name.
His name's
so
Fish.
So awkward.
Yeah. They're from...
Fish?
Yeah, that's his name.
So we've got a mate Squid and then a mate Fish now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of sea, plenty of fish.
And we got a whale somewhere.
They're in Los Angeles on a billboard.
What?
Fish is on a billboard.
He's on a billboard.
Fish?
Yeah, heaps of them.
What a sick cunt. Right.
Come get fresh salmon today.
Mm-mm. Oh my God.
That was the laugh cue.
That was so funny. We made our label today start cracking open beers because their boss is
Bears.
In. Bears?
Yeah. Bears.
It was so great. Just seen it, Jess. Eden and Melissa just got on the piss hard. And they went through Gabe's drawer.
Pulled out a gat.
And fucking...
And a bag of Coke.
We're like fucking around with a gun and shit. Pap, pap.
And Melissa came up with your idea of doing the street interviews.
Yeah, we can do the street interviews.
Saying that we should go out in the street and interview people.
Like Sammy Newman.
I swear, Ash, every episode you want the mic stand in front of your face.
What do you mean? Like, it's on to the side. And then I kind of do this, and then when I'm not talking...
We're on a podcast. You have to talk.
I can talk over here to you.
No, don't do that. Get out of my
back.
Mic.
All right, how do I do it better?
COVID safe.
Oh,
bend it down and pull it up.
I know I'm just on the...
Well, before you get into anything seriously, how about you guys talk about the merch you guys are wearing?
Oh, you're right. I was like, I swear we had something to talk about today.
Yeah,
that came up really organically.
We've got merch from Billy Bones Club. Thanks for that.
What's that?
Yeah. Anyway.
What do you mean?
We got...
From what?
We got...
A plane?
We got... This is serious. What it titted up?
We got new uniforms from Billy Jones. Billy Bones.
Oh my God.
And these are my Billy jeans.
Yeah, so if you want some cool t-shirts and some hats, Billy Bones Club. They're fucking awesome. They hook up a lot of Australian artists. They're big lovers of the music scene, which is good to see. Mm. People like us.
Feels good. And they do feel good.
They do feel good.
Yeah. Last weekend they felt good.
Yeah. Still, they got to work on a label to make me not look fat. They're doing pretty well.
It's a little very slimming on you.
Shit.
Talking to Ed.
Oh. Jacob's fishing down the fucking at the dam.
This is so good.
That's what it's all about.
This is good. We're just fucking... Where's my beer? Down there. That's all right.
Yeah. It's good the weather's coming out a bit. Hopefully our dry will be out for the summer.
Did you say the weather's coming out a bit?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got that's my right full with support.
Yes. I was trying to think of it.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Got it. It's good.
You're always on it.
We're going to work on a video clip for dry.
Yeah. Spidey.
Yeah, we're working on a video clip for dry.
Can't wait for that to blow up in our faces.
Be interesting. It'll be good. See what we do.
It'll probably end up as a still frame.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It could be funny. Kiss, if we keep kiss. It like, I don't know, a bit out attitude in it.
Yeah.
Hopefully Kyle. Car. If the cars are... What are you doing?
He wants...
You're going to be the moderator.
Sex worker in St. Kilda got COVID. So the day before, it was like, oh, there's all these mystery cases coming out of St. Kilda and no one knows why. And then the next day, sex worker has COVID.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Explain that one to the missus.
Oh, yeah.
Testing, testing. Does this work?
Good on her, bud.
Testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
Behind the can, but he's got the handhold. Yeah, the microphone.
I feel like we should have a moderator every episode.
That's me.
Not you, as someone else. Okay. Just go, throw some ideas out.
Fingies.
How many beers do you guys drink on a daily basis?
None. I don't drink.
At all?
No.
Good job.
I feel like...
This is 0%.
I'd probably average out, like, maybe one or two. But some days, like, I don't. And then some days, I drink, like, you know, like, a bunch.
A bunch?
Yeah.
I only drink on the podcast. And at gigs. And I ate fried chicken during the week.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Not much fried food gets passed around here. Or just bad food, really. We kind of eat really good.
Oh,
it does. I just hide it well. That.
Oh, my
God.
We had
like
a fucking ice cream cake the other night.
Oh. Yeah, the lamb's good.
Yeah,
is that unhealthy?
Yeah, got a fucking lamb shoulder on, mate.
Should ask the vegans.
Get it on.
I mean, I don't think vegans would say meat's unhealthy.
I think they would.
Like, for our bodies?
Bless their vegetated soul.
100%. It's one of their arguments.
Well, what,
that is
what
bad
about the
for
carnivore
you.
Diet? The carnivore diet is good for people.
For some people.
Depends.
I think it's different for everyone.
Well, yeah.
It's not good for vegans.
No. Do you guys think dogs can be vegans?
I think. Well, is dog food vegan? Or is there meat in dog food? Like, dry dog food?
Plastic Jess reckons it's animal abuse.
That makes sense. Like, fit, yeah.
Alright, we're going to remember that we can't... They can't hear him, so we're not...
Give him the mic, Ed.
Okay.
Pass him the mic if he wants it. Alright, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, let's play
the dog got sick because its owner fed it vegan.
We're going to do a roast.
Let's play a game.
Not like
fed
a
it vegan people.
Not like a chicken
good.
Roast.
That's good.
All right, the roast of Rancid Eddie. We're going to play a game.
Okay.
What do you want to play?
Okay.
What do you mean? You come up with the idea. You come up with the game.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know what we're playing.
There's like this one.
Next time I got to... What lovely hands you have. That's the slap game.
Oh, we're not doing slaps.
Okay. I just thought we wanted to play a game. That's what it would be fun.
Let's think of ideas what we're going to do for the roast segment.
Well, I'm going to call you a shit cunt.
Oh, yeah.
And that you like balls.
I don't think Ash should have me. I think someone else should have me. Or is it like we do one episode per person and everybody gets like 3 minutes to roast them?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to be just one person sits down and everyone just fucking yells shit at their
face. No, that's terrible. It's not going to fucking work at all.
Like, verbally abuses the shit out of them.
Have you not seen a roast? Like,
no, I have. We've got to do it like our own way.
We're not going to match the professionals. Anything we do that's trying to mimic something, it always comes across organic and authentic, no matter what we do.
Yeah, we're just going to...
Jacob's definitely not allowed on.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't have a bad word to say about any of it.
That's why you got
to
write. You got to think about it.
I don't speak hate. I just make it sound good when I'm saying it.
Yeah. Deep cuts.
Matt's balding hairline.
Yeah, you could have saved that for the roast. I'm editing that out.
I don't really want to hurt people's feelings.
It's the whole point of
the
roast.
No, but it's like, I don't know how to make it funny.
Yes, you do. You're an asshole. You'll figure it out.
Ed, who wants to be a millionaire us and then just ask us questions? Go.
All right. Well,
oh, that's fun.
Who is the ugliest in the band?
Just don't single me out like this.
And he's like, I'm a fucking millionaire. Got that one.
Right. Wait, we got a message. I think it was Taylor the other day, asking if Andy would marry her.
Yeah.
We said not sure. I think Matt said not sure.
Wait.
And she said, "Fuck! I'm literally about to leave my husband and three kids and go move to Australia." What do you say about that, Andy?
Starters, I'm disappointed in you boys because.
Trust me, we did you a favor.
This is the first I'm hearing about it.
We did you a favor.
Secondly.
04, blah, blah, blah.
What's it at?
What's it at?
Oh, well,
Andy got found on Tinder the other day on the from the Archaeogive TikTok.
Hey, you're the guy from the Archaeogive.
That's your whole brand now.
Yeah,
how does it feel?
Yeah, I'm in the band. What
Being
band?
A retard.
Yeah, that was a great conversation. It's just great. I mean, we all learn a lot. No. Jesse learned heaps.
You both were wrong.
I was the only one that was right.
Yeah, we both were wrong. Archaeologists excavate like artifacts and old history shit. They don't do bones. That's paleontologists.
Yeah.
But you threw me off on that one. That was your fault. excavator's a digger, and it digs. Yeah, but they call archaeological surveys. Excavations. So you were wrong. I was more right. I was slightly wrong, but
yeah, Jess was too blinded by his emotions to kind of get that extra word.
I was focusing on really piss. To prove Andy I was fucking wrong. Focusing on this, that. So many things going on.
Drinking a few cans, and then we didn't. You know what is even funnier? The whole conversation starts with us archiving a screwdriver, and no one's asked about the fucking screwdriver. Fucking story, and that's great because that's just
because your whole argument was archiving bones, but what you said at the start was you archived a screwdriver.
Yeah. And I can show you.
More in line with archaeology, actually.
It's just over there.
Yeah, right. So we were right from the start.
It's about digging.
Oh my god!
I'm on a podcast.
Your own podcast.
Put him on speaker. Get him to say something.
Yeah,
cool.
Put him on speaker. Put him on.
No, I don't want to get him to put. Still beep. Still in that beeping thing. Where dogs?
What are you doing?
We're on a podcast. Do you want to get a bag? Say something funny.
Huh?
Don't worry. We're on a. Are we going to get a bag or what?
Am I
going
to get a bag?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. Well, we'll see you in 20 minutes. Just drop it off because.
We
can't have people here. We're in lockdown.
What are you doing?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We're sitting out back drinking piss. Come round if you want a party.
He's not coming around.
He's not coming around. Stay out. Fuck him.
There's something in my eye.
Oh, merch got restocked.
That's a good one. My eyeball.
Yeah, merch is restocked. Mm. Well, we made that funny video. That was good.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
They'll never take our merch store.
I wasn't like that.
You got a lighter?
I wasn't trying to mimic it. I was trying to...
We're going, Andy.
Thanks, mate.
It was, I'll never take our freedom.
Yeah.
Get out of it.
I feel like that's the thing.
So I think November's gonna be the next big month for us.
I mean,
besides September and October and November
and maybe Excuse December.
Me. Oh fuck!
Definitely December.
I had to make an apology last time because I was burping in the mic all the time.
I do it on purpose.
It's disgusting because I was listening to it back. I'm like, who the fuck is burping? And I'm like, it's fucking me.
I was
like, shit.
I deliberately.
Well, Andy, chuck us the papers, could you please?
We don't have headphones on or anything.
Where are they?
Maybe you can't hear me.
You're still doing it.
He's doing it now. Yeah.
Just papers?
Yes, please.
Oh, filters as well. So you're going to throw a single paper.
You can see Jess is like tiny little when he speaks.
Good work, good hands.
His sound waves, not his penis. That's what I meant.
We watched Kung Pao.
Ah, Kung Pao. What's it called? It was really, really funny.
That was hard to get through.
Kung Pao, where he punches a hole through the cow? Or through the bloke?
He punches on with the cow.
And the chick with the one tit?
Yes!
Yeah. That's a great movie.
That one, yeah.
And it's like dubbed, but they're speaking English anyway. So
Yeah.
That's the best movie.
Whenever the dog barks, it's silence, and then it dubs a dog barking over the top. Fucking hilarious.
It was so hard. You need to be on a lot of drugs.
Fucking good, yeah.
It was great.
I hadn't smoked weed.
You need to be so much drugs that the dub lines up with the audio.
Or just send it to Netflix. It'll line up when you send it.
Yeah, fucking idiots. Trying to watch epic movie and it's pretty much dubbed.
Yeah.
We just watched Kung Pao. I'm not doing this again.
We watched the whole thing.
PTSD. Though. It was so hard to get through.
It was my favourite movie we've watched in this house.
We definitely
clearly
not.
Clearly don't watch good movies here.
I was going to walk away like halfway through. Such a waste of time. But it was good, I guess.
Yeah.
I've got a thing for Ash.
Perfect.
How's the... that cult following you've gotten off your live streams?
It's good fun. It's probably my favourite thing that's come out of the band, honestly.
Friends.
Yeah, I've
people
made
that
friends.
Care about
I've made friends. People like me. No, we just kind of chill out. And we make music now.
We make...
Yeah, I do like half the work. I just fucking put it together. They just tell me all the good shit.
That's gross. Isn't it called the Matt Hate Club?
Mm. Yeah, the Matt Hate Club.
That's, you know, the name's up. Patent pending.
It's a cult. Yeah, it's a cult they've made.
How do I sign up?
The Hate Ash, Hate Matt, Hate Jet. It was a Hate Jet.
It's an exclusive group.
The whole band is a Hate Matt cult anyways, so they're just vibing off that.
We keep that, yeah.
Show of hands.
Nah, yeah, I hate Matt so much.
Finally got a topic that he's willing to talk
about. I created a Twitch account yesterday and jumped on Ash's stream, and me and those girls, we were just shit talking you for about an hour or so. It was
yeah, well, real men don't create fake names at Twitch.
No, it was actually my name, Jith69.
Yes.
I came up with that name.
Jith69.
That's my moniker. So inconspicuous.
It was so good. It was like, Jith, created an account. 2 minutes ago.
They knew instantly.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be able to get away with it.
Well, I accidentally was like, oh, Jess, that's a good idea. I mean, Jith 69. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the cult following, that's great.
Excellent.
We need to get more stickers.
If you want to sign up, there's like a fee, maybe like $20.
We're going to have some hats soon, some corduroy hats and some normal hats.
I'm going to do a funny video of posting merch. I've had this idea stuck in my brain for ages. Oh, a couple of days.
Are we going to spoil it? Or?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, go on.
This is where you flesh out ideas.
It's just me delivering merch, but in a specific way.
In an outfit or something?
Yeah, well, I need a dress. You know that photo of me outside Luna Park in that dress?
That's one of my favorite photos. Like,
I should hit that person up for that dress back.
Whose dress was it? Some girl.
Yeah.
That girl who was spreading COVID through St. Kilda.
No. It's touchy. No.
Just buy one. It's a mini. Just buy one.
It looks like a mini mouse skirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sexy ass.
Yeah. Oh, I look great in it.
You look so good. Yeah.
I don't know. That's not because of the dress.
It's because of his legs. He's got very nice legs.
Yeah. Is it on the socials?
It's
on the Insta,
We posted it when we were posting playing at Revs.
Oh,
no,
right.
No, at. Yeah.
We should put it up again.
Long time ago. No, you don't look like that anymore.
It doesn't matter.
Up to date.
We can catfish a little.
Oh, yeah, let's just all...
See me now, see me then.
Champagne fucking photo. Oh.
Oh, yeah, the photo of my ass went up the other day.
That was
fuck
so
me,
good.
I got a few follows out of
we
that
should
one,
chuck boy. The one with your doodle out on.
Remember
the one with the doodle?
I've got that, I was going to put that
don't
up.
Don't put the one on my doodle up there.
You can just blur it out.
No.
I'm surprised. Why do you still have that on your phone?
Blur out from like
one day.
The crotch all the way down to the floor.
I'll need it one day.
Oh, God.
What's going on over there?
No.
Liquor.
Oh, let's not talk about what's over off camera.
They want to be here.
Yeah.
Oi, Shaggers. You want to try this drink I made?
Yeah. What is it?
It's fucking that Goldschlager.
Oh, yes. Gold Flake vodka.
Bring it over.
This is exactly what I thought would happen.
Thanks, Jacob.
I forgot he got that. Jake, do you want to come in the camera and say hi? Fuck
hey,
me.
Beans, what's going on?
Did you put the sugar in there?
Yeah.
Fuck, now cunt.
Yeah, ooh, it's fucking full on.
Still,
isn't it?
I can smell the cinnamon.
Yeah, it cost me $100 for this fucking bottle.
Cinnamon like spewing. A donut.
I read the bottle when I got in the car. It said cinnamon. I hate cinnamon.
Holy shit.
That's full on. Can I have another one?
I think you've taken all the vodka out of it.
Another one. I've got to get rid of the bottle somehow.
Mm. That's good.
I've drank that for a while.
Yeah,
I don't. Yep.
A bit different, isn't it?
Maybe with a little lemonade sweet. In there, or like soda water.
Very, sure. Very sweet.
I got a bottle of soda water, I think.
Man, I wish we had more to fucking like events to talk about. We've just been fucking locked down.
Yeah, events.
Nothing.
No, we've got events coming up.
Stories.
No one's been to the brothel, have they?
We got.
Jess has been to the
no
brothel.
One's Jess has been.
The all male brothel.
The all male brothel. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm.
Thought you worked there.
We got... Can we touch on festivals or not?
Mm-mm. Definitely okay. Not.
Sorry, I didn't say that.
Fucking idiot.
We might be going... We're getting refunded.
For Splendor. Oh, because yeah. We're... No.
No. Yeah.
Because we're shit.
Because we're shit.
Wait, can you guys give us a festival story from each of yous?
Oh,
your best festival experience.
Fuck.
Andy's got a really good one. Can you please tell us yours?
I don't know if we're talking about the same one. It's about the Ketters. Yeah, Earthcore. Yeah, Earthcore with a couple
one.
Of buds.
You go, I need to think. I
had the best ketamine in my fucking life. And anyway, I ended up fucking, I woke up on like the second night or the third night, whatever it was, and I was just, yeah, I don't know how, but I woke up and I was on the main stage of the dance floor, like literally just where people would be like boogieing and partying, and then there's just me waking up on a fucking mattress wearing, I think I was just wearing shorts, and there was just all these people around me, I guess they were females, and yeah, it was just really cooked, and I just woke up in the morning, I think it was like 11 o'clock, and I'm like, fuck.
What about that? What
and
about
I was
that?
On a mattress, under a doona, pillow.
I think someone put you in bed.
Yeah, what about chick that you woke up next to?
Yeah, I woke up to this little Irish girl, she must have been a backpacker. She's like, oh, you're awake. I'm like, yeah, who are you? She's like, oh, I've just been lying here looking at you. I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. Want to see my nipple piercing? And I'm like, look, I'm not going to knock her back.
That's class. Oh,
very, very good.
Mom was at Strawberry Fields. It wasn't that cooked, but it was just like, why the fuck am I doing this? We had this huge tree near our campsite. And then I went out to the tree and I was like, this is sick. And then I'm like, there's this just open paddock for the rest of it. And I'm like, fuck. So I walked all the way through the open paddock, jumped a fence, kept walking deep into the bush, and then I just realized, I'm like, I'm in the middle of the fucking bush for no fucking reason. And then I walked back, and then the next day, we were sitting at that same tree, and some bloke comes up to us and goes,
can I shit on your
chest? Do you guys know where town is? And we're like an hour and a half drive back that way somewhere. And then he goes, oh, all right. And he proceeds to turn around, just start walking to fucking town. And we're in the middle of the fucking bush pretty much. And he just starts walking through all these open paddocks, scales this fence into someone's property and just keeps walking over this hill like 30 kilometers away and just disappears. We're like, what the fuck just happened?
Jesus.
He's gone for a mission all the way back to town and we just pointed that way. I think he's still lost. Oh, also one more that happened at that festival. We were sitting on the riverbank doing nangs, and this guy floats down the river in this little floaty thing, and he's got an esky, and his head's like just in the water, and he's looking at us, and he just goes, where's Main Stage? And he's just floating down the Murray River, and we're like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
That's what?
Yeah,
give it to him.
So, there's like two groups like on standing along the river, and the stream's going that way. And the first group that's standing on one end of the stream where the stream's going down is pissing in the water, and then the second group that's just down the stream is like using it to wash their faces and shit.
Yeah, it's fucking chat.
That's great.
Shit happens.
That's
at that
festival, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be like acidic.
kind of.
Well, mine are from the same fucking festival. It's just chat.
Have you ever let anyone piss on you?
No. Why?
Yeah, I feel like I had to think about it, but I feel like I probably wouldn't. I probably have been pissed on, whether or not I let them piss on me. I know that we did something, but we don't talk about that.
I do have a fucked up story I want to talk about, but I don't think I want to expose it like that.
It's go on, tell us. Nice. Tell us.
Nah, no way.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
No one will ever know.
Okay, so this one time I was in this alleyway in the back streets of Melbourne. It was really fucked. Nah, I'm not going there. Nah, we're not doing it. Nah. Can I please have another beer?
Yeah, I'll go, yeah.
Thanks, Jesse.
That was a good question, Ash. You got any?
I haven't really been to any festivals, just like raves and shit. And I'm usually the one wigging other people out, so. Mm.
Jess, can you please grab me, three?
I like to just,
please?
Say that's weird shit. And like people will be dancing and I'll go up behind them and go kind of.
It's way too bright. I hate those kind of guys at festivals.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
It's fucking so unnecessary.
I got a story when me.
Exactly. That's why I wish people did that to me.
What was that, Ed?
I got a story when me and Jess went to Groove in the Moo.
Yeah.
And we took two tabs of acid each. I remember on our come up, I remember just dancing in the middle of this like fucking big stage. And we're coming up. And I could, Jess was coming up hard. And you know how Jess is when he comes up.
Yeah.
I could feel him just like grabbing onto my shoulders and just like dry humping me.
Jesus.
In the middle of the dance floor. Like it was happening and I let it happen.
And you know it was Jesse?
It was Jesse, 100%.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
He needed me.
That's great.
He definitely did. He needed He's me. Back.
He did more than just need Thank you. Different body part.
Nah, just
Kobe.
Just, can you just pass me one, please? I don't want to shake and thank you.
Shake and bake, baby.
Is this true, Jess? It's true. Give them the mic. Turn it on.
Here we go.
Yeah, that was a good time. I'm not a big festival head myself. I don't really like festivals. They creep me out. People creep me out. But me and Ed decided to go alone. All the other boys bitched it on us. Matt was supposed to come. I think Ash was supposed to come. They're like, oh, fuck you.
I had the Australian Championships to go to.
Yeah. Fucking excuses. Anyway, we dropped two tabs of acid and it was just, yeah.
Wasn't enough. Oh, like well,
the second one was my idea, and I made a big mistake because we were just rolling around on the grass, people walking by. Like, I couldn't stand up, I was using my face to tilt myself around. And yeah, it was just a bad day. And I remember seeing a little person walking around, it just blew me mind. I thought I was tripping out, but it was an actual. Me and Ed were discussing this for about 10, 20 minutes. Like, is that a real little person? Are we fucking wigging it? And that whole night, right, Ed. At the time, was in love with this girl. So we were tripping, right? But we were chasing around this girl, and I was dragging my feet because at that point, I wanted to fucking go to a sesh spot and get a billy in me. But, yeah, we spent like a good hour or so chasing her around, and then I finally convinced Ed to give up on his romantic endeavour and come smoke billies with me.
like and a true bro.
Yeah, and Ed loved those billies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a good time.
Good chat. I love that.
That was good.
Nice.
So the dry humping happened.
No comment.
Oh, hey, Jacob, thank you.
I thought he was delivering it to me.
Let's just say Ed didn't want to sleep in my tent at that night. Yeah, he slept in Sam's car. So
I was actually traumatized because of that. And Jess was like, "Yeah, I'm going to bed." I'm like, "I'm not going near that tent. I don't feel safe." So I went and slept in Sam's car.
Yeah.
He thought I was going to fuck him or something.
Mm. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, la, la. Hell yeah. That sounds like a great story, guys.
It's very sweet.
Did you just ask a question so you could tell your story?
No, it's, you guys aren't saying anything.
This is my story.
Do you have another question?
Mate, it's hard when you're on the spot here.
No, I know, but come on. Waffle story? Or? No. Oh, let's steer clear of that.
Is it? No, misogynist is a word.
All right.
Wait, is it?
Let's just go on.
Is it misogynist? I feel like, you know, we should be supporting sex workers, not fucking making it seem like it's, you know, a bad
Me
thing.
Me and Matt spoke about this in our second
our
podcast.
Our first single is Club Pleasure.
Our first podcast. We
watch
spoke
potty,
about this.
Watch Potty 2.
Well, I can't actually hear you.
Yeah. Everyone knows we're the sex workers. I mean, not...
We support sex workers.
First bodies, brothels, and... Oh, when I took the girls to the fucking...
Titty bars and brothels.
That was the worst experience. That was so awkward. They're just standing there next to... Yeah. I got an idea.
Virginity as strippers. I got an idea. Say, like, I reckon... No, I give up. You go, girl.
Jacko's here.
He had a
Jack,
really good idea, but gave up on it.
Say something on the mic.
Jack, oi, Jack, you got a fucking question for the boys? You got a question for the boys? There you go, mate. Drop in
front of the camera. Jump in front of the camera, say something. Say something cooked in front.
Or talking to that camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Into the mic.
Oh, can they see me?
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
Squat down.
What am I asking?
Ask us a question.
Oh. After a gig, who's fucked the fattest bitch?
Oh my god! Alright.
It was definitely Andy.
I'll answer that for everyone.
That's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, this is my mate Jacko.
He's not coming round.
Yo, give this back.
Thanks for the input.
Thanks, Jacko.
You look good today.
Oh, nice. About time I woke up.
Oh, fuck me. All right, anything else we need to cover?
Yeah, heaps.
Let's just thank Billy Bones for sending in the clothes. Yeah, fucking cheers, really appreciate
big
it.
Bones, big Bonesies, big Billies.
Big shout out to Jess for the input on the potty. That was a big move for you today.
Yeah, that's great clickbait for us. Yeah. And we'll make some little clips.
I'm edging myself in slowly, you know.
Yeah, good.
Piece by piece. And
one day.
Next time I'll come in with a plan. And you know. It'll be like a fucking thing. We'll go Arch-alive some bones or something.
We will. Yeah, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
We'd be happy to have you on the couch, mate. Just as much as we are happy to have you.
And then, are you keen on the roast, Jess? Do you want to be part of the roast?
I don't know. I reckon that's a bit of a shit idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I don't think you guys have the balls enough to go in or harden. Oh, you'd be good for me.
I do, but
I'll fuck his up.
I do. I'm ready to go nuts. I'll make a show out of it.
Well, if he's committed to really, you know, putting
like
your dick
roast,
out on the
I'd
table.
Be better at that.
Yeah.
Like, then yeah,
compliments
we'll do
shit.
It.
Sweet.
No one wants to see it.
We'll do it.
It's gonna be like we're gonna make it so it's like is the band broken up?
Next potty.
That's how bad it's.
Next potty, I've got a good idea. It's a bit of a game show thing. But it's got a few extra little tweaks in it. Still working on it. I think it'll be good.
Man, I hope we fucking turned all the effects down on this.
Oh, shit. We haven't touched it since last time, so.
All right, does this make the episode 16 of Just For Us?
This is episode 16 of Just For Us. Episode 16.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, lads.
If you've made it this far.
Oh, we didn't do the champagne thing.
I haven't done that yet.
Do the champagne thing quick.
Well, I'll pick a winner.
I haven't finalised a winner.
We're only half an hour in. We can go another.
I've narrowed it down, but I haven't picked a final.
Let's pick one now.
Jacob. Fuck me. Oh, you've shaved.
Oh, big old ball sack.
Oi, get your balls away from me, cunt.
Alright. Are you going to pick it or am I going to pick it?
I'm picking it.
Can I have an input?
Are we doing it now?
If you got one.
I'd really like to go over it because there's been a bunch more made.
Let's get this champagne competition done and dusted.
No, hang on. I've got to go into the champagne thing.
And it's like we're giving Bowl a passion pop, right? We're not fucking splashing on this, or are we splashing on some like legit champagne?
No, we'll give him some white
like
wine.
$20 one. I'm just writing on Texter.
Hey, where do
champagne?
Wait, how do I get into it again?
So go click on the champagne.
So what we did a competition.
Oh, playlist. Here we go.
There you go, playlist.
Whoever made the funniest playlist name with our song Champagne in it, we'll send you a bottle of champagne. There's like six. How many playlists? Six.
What's this 8,000? One? What's this one?
There's a lot. It's hard to go.
What's wrong with my music taste? You're listening to Rancid.
Well, that one's last.
Yeah. <you're> I like that one.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a joke.
See, I have to go really onto the computer and into the back end.
You can only see 50 more, choose one of those.
Yeah, see, you got to.
Just pick one of these, because these are ones that get streams on it, so.
Make a decision.
But it's not about the amount of streams you get on your playlist. It's about the name of the playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can't see any more than that.
I can't.
I'm a PC.
I can't fight a fucking bear to this shit. That's a good playlist.
No, I can.
Sorry?
Oh, I can fight a fucking bear to this shit.
No, I don't want to choose one right now.
I could have a bear right now.
No. Well, that means you got another fucking...
Because it's not fair.
I don't know when.
Another week.
We've got another week. We haven't even done it on Instagram yet.
Because the issue is, on my on the phone...
Don't tell them that.
We can go on... No, on the computer...
Yeah, we can see, all of them on the computer.
But on
so
the phone,
worry.
You can only... So, it says showing 98 out of 8,000 fucking playlists. Like... And so I don't.
So,
want,
oh wait,
I don't
you
want
to tell them to send us their playlists.
I don't want to be unfair,
so we don't miss them.
All right, yeah. ladies and gentlemen, this concludes episode 16 of Just for Us, while we try and figure out our own competition.
Yeah, we're still figuring shit out, but I think it's part of the fun.
Definitely is.
Beyond
we're
the
scenes.
In it together.
Drop your pingers and drop your pants, cause we're Rancid Eddie and we're about to fuck your day.
Dance,
pants.
Bye. Oh, someone just bought merch.
Hide your blokes.
Thank you. Wait, let me give a shout out.
Hide your blokes, because we're coming to
shout out in the outro.
No, we've got to shout out this guy who just bought merch.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the bloke that just
bought
merch.
Shout out to Jessica Calusi.
Oh, the person that just bought merch.
And her address is... No, just
kidding. Jessica Calusi from... North Richmond, New South Wales. You're our lucky winner, and thanks for buying a hoodie. Hey, you bought a small one. Fuck, we never smell small shit. Fuck.
Yeah, that usual.
Oh yeah, you're a magic.
What'd you win?
A shout out. Are you here?
I just gave her a shout out. You're like, you're our lucky winner. I'm like, what does she win now?
Oh, I don't know. She can win.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Roll out the Murray.
No, leave it recording.
Thanks.
See, I reckon next time.
Going with a bit of a plan. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, just have a whiteboard there.
Today's was a little
free ball, and you too much.
Today's was a little bit bland, actually.